Pod Culture, episode 185, The Golden Age of Geek, part C, for Monday, December 28th, 2009. Bring out the birthday surprise. Oh. We're back with more Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
I'm Adam.
And I'm just here for the Jones Soda.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Seasons Andy. Geeking.
Happy freaking Christmas, folks.
See, birthday surprise sounds like something you know.
Sounds like a bad casserole.
Great aunt. Whoever, you know, crocheted
like a,
you. And
that's like a bad sweater. You're right.
Birthday surprise.
This is part C of the Golden Age of Geek, otherwise known as our birthday slash anniversary slash
holiday episode.
Holiday horror.
Extravaganza.
Jesus a geek?
Jesus was a zombie.
I think he must have been a geek.
Jesus was a vampire.
Vampire. Right.
Well, then he must have been
vampire.
A geek too.
Zombie vampire.
Because it's his birthday too.
Does that make him undead? Undead?
Undead. But if it was two kinds of undead, did the two undeads cancel each other out?
Make him alive again.
Yeah.
But he is alive again.
Apparently.
But only after 3 days.
Wait.
A paradox.
All right.
A most ingenious paradox.
Stop.
I would say, what has everyone been up to? But we have been consuming all kinds of.
Oh. How come you never see a single dox? It's always a paradox.
Well, they come in pairs. Not alone or... Never mind.
Never mind.
You need to change your paradigm. Search your pocket for two 10-cent pieces.
Paradigm.
I think
this is getting worse.
We
it got away from me, didn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Best trouble. Opening
this
ever.
This is what happens.
Crash.
When you consume
and
this
burn.
Much Jones soda.
And before I get any worse, we'll be back with more Pop Culture.
And more possible Jones Soda.
Right after this.
There should be a warning on the label, may cause brain damage.
Brain damage!
Brain my damage.
I guess.
I only watch the shows that other guys say, yup, this really blows. That's the way it goes, they all make fun of me and I watch alone. My friends all pick on me, cause I'm a connoisseur of girl TV. I just saw season 3 of Grey's Anatomy and I watched alone. I watch alone, I watch alone. I watch alone and I watch her. My friends all think my life is such a pity, cause I've seen every single sex in the city. Someday I swear I'm gonna go out and find me some more testosterone. I'm a big disgrace to males everywhere and I watch alone. I could watch Rambo 3, a fine display of masculinity. Instead it's the OC, and though I'm still a wuss and I watch alone. I can't watch alone, so I watch alone. I watch alone and I watch her. My friends would stab me with a broken bottle.
sucks for me to be a connoisseur of girl TV. But please don't bother me when Gossip Girl is on, or I'll kick your inside. Night is gonna be just pure bliss, 'cause there's a marathon of private practice. Sometimes I wish I could have just been born with some more testosterone.
Kick back on the couch and watch some stuff. We're back with a little TV and DVD talk.
Yay.
What's everyone been watching, Andy?
Recently, I picked up, well, Christina might appreciate, something else from the BBC.
Yay!
Father Ted.
Back off.
What would you say to a nice cup of tea, Father?
But I don't know if we have to explicit that one because, well, yeah, okay, it means what you think it is. But coming from an old priest, an old drunk priest, it's kind of made that much more hilarious. No, I'm not Catholic. I was not raised Catholic. I got kicked out of the Catholic high school. And so that gave me a deep appreciation of all things, you know, Catholic and making fun of it.
Father Dougal McGuire.
Yes. I think I said that. But
Father Diddle McGuire.
Dougal.
Oh, God. Yes. If you're not going to watch it, you can't mock it.
He can mock anything. He does anyway.
Yeah.
But I bought the series. I got them off eBay relatively inexpensively. I've been watching those a little bit on my own. I don't think the rest of my family would go with it. So, you know, my wife and I are still getting through all of Buffy. We're doing that together. Mm-hmm. I said, let's do Buffy before Babylon 5. She wants to do that next. God bless her. I told her, just bear through season one. Okay.
And then we get first third quarter season one. It gets a little.
And it does pick up. But, you know, the kid and I are doing Farscape.
Good.
You know, but like I said earlier, I watch too many sports. And so my TV is actually, you know, doing that. Okay. I'm watching English football all
the
time. I have an Aston Villa jersey. I guess they're one of my favorites.
Villa.
A bit of a Fulham fan. So I've just offended, you know, half of our, you know, UK audience, probably, those of you who aren't.
I have a Coventry City sleepwear night.
As long as it's not Man City. I'm sorry, Man City I don't like. Oh, I just, you know, made some enemies.
Go Sky Blue Army.
Yeah, no thanks. Oh, that looks like Farscape. Is that the one you were speaking of?
I got
now, is this the full series set I'm looking at?
Yep.
Yeah, isn't that
all? Does it include Peacekeeper Wars and all of the
if
others?
If you get it from Best Buy, the initial release from, at Best, it's a Best Buy exclusive that had Peacekeeper Wars.
Oh. Didn't that have Peacekeeper Wars?
How much is the retail price on this go?
Actually, I forget. I think it's... MSRP is like $120, $150, I think.
Ouch.
But no one, you never really pay MSRP. I got it off of Amazon when Kevin Batchelder made a tweet.
Hi, Kevin.
And it was on sale for like $60.
Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like,
I missed that.
Yeah,
because
we already had the complete series. I mean, our first season was the individual volumes. Mm-hmm. So that took up a chunk of shelf space. Then we had like the double packs for season two. And then season three and four, we had in the Starburst editions. This new packaging,
it's disgusting.
The complete series takes up less space than
season one.
Less than one season in the Starburst editions, or about the same.
That's why I was misled when you brought that out. It's like, that's tiny. That can't be all of it.
It is. Each season.
It's lovely, Claudia goodness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Is in a regular sized DVD case.
Oh, although wow. I don't like the box.
Nice. Well,
I kind of fixed it a little bit.
Just the way it opens.
Yeah.
It makes it a little difficult.
It's a gorgeous looking box. Nice. Talisaz got a great picture of John and Aaron on it. but you get five.
That's why I should pause with it.
Five DVD cases.
Claudia Black.
Uh-huh.
And each series, all kinds of extras. I think it has all the extras that the Starburst edition.
I like the little foil covers there. Mm-hmm. They got the little, you know, shiny covers.
And she's
then
on my list.
It's got a fifth case that has a bunch of extras and stuff in it. Got like two discs of extras. Which has,
this is one of those shows I would love to see the outtakes from.
Oh, there are some.
There are some with the puppets. Yeah, oh my god.
Oh, just, man.
Leave Pilot alone.
That must be
He's
great.
My favorite.
I still to this day find it, just, I cannot believe the same actor plays Craze
as
does
Pilot.
The voice of Pilot.
I love him.
No, I figured that out actually when I was first watching it in season one. I realized there was a tonal quality. I mean, it was obviously modulated
Lonnie
by
Tupu.
The computer or something, but Lonnie Tupu, you're right, that's
Lonnie
the name.
Tupu. Mm-hmm.
I can say, wait a second, that's...
He's lovely.
That name, I've heard that voice, but and I eventually said, no, wait a
you
second.
You can tell it's the same person more in, like, Peacekeeper Wars, because Pilot's voice is a little bit different, but it's well worth picking up. I mean, I honestly had it in my hand, was really giving it consideration when I found it at Coconuts at the Summit. And I'm like, even at $90, it's all four seasons plus the extras.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Tempting.
Very, yeah. Very tempting. I'm like, ooh. Mm-hmm. So but I put it back, and then, yeah, a week or two later, Kevin posted that link on Twitter, and I'm like, okay, that price, I've got to go ahead and get it.
Click
yeah.
that link.
Wow. Yeah. And I went ahead and got it, and then we bequeathed him to Adam.
Oh, the hiccups. Pardon me.
Who now has Farscape. Since now he has no excuse not to watch our
I will be watching
since them. It's kind of our fault.
Okay,
they've been
I'm
thrust
done.
Upon me, so I will watch
Glenn,
them.
Besides Guilty Pleasures, what are you watching?
Oh, well, as I said, I'm all caught up on Fringe.
Yay!
And, man, it's like... Everything else on TV is like on hiatus to the first of the year, which is actually good because I can get caught up on some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I am watching that new series, Conspiracy Theory, with Jesse Ventura.
Is it still going well?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember you liked the first episode.
Yeah, the first one was HARP, the mm-hmm. second one was 9/11, and the third one is global warming.
Nice.
So,
first one was about HARP Lager. Oh, okay.
I wish. My God, I'd watch that.
I thought it was true.
let's see. Like I said, Carly and I are starting to watch Charmed now.
Cool.
And
Rose McGowan.
Alyssa Milano.
And let's see. As far as DVDs go, I picked up the new Harry Potter.
Nice.
And yeah, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Uh-huh.
And I was very happy to find out that they had a dual disc Blu-ray edition, that the Blu-ray came with the regular Blu-ray DVD. And the regular DVD.
Cool. Yeah,
it seems like they're doing that a lot, like yeah, Up did that.
Yeah, there mm-hmm. a lot of Disney's doing that with a lot of theirs because they know at home with a nice entertainment center, a lot of people are starting to have Blu-ray now.
Mm-hmm. And the
but
kids
if like
get
in
the DVD
van
players.
Or whatever,
yeah.
they right. got the DVD player and get that.
Well, here's what I found. They had the like Blu-ray edition for like $19.99 uh-huh. or something, mm-hmm. and then the two disc DVD special edition was like $21.99.
Right.
And went ahead and got for the other $2.
So, no, I got the Blu-ray edition
for less
okay. than yeah. they had all the stuff that was in the
okay,
two disc special edition.
Just like I think just the Blu-ray, and then there was a set of the Blu-ray and the DVD.
No, the Blu-ray had everything. It had the Blu-ray, and then it had the regular DVD. But the Blu-ray had all the extra features that were on yeah. the two disc edition. So I paid less for the Blu-ray than I would
cool.
have for the two disc DVD. I was like, wow,
which, you know,
this
wouldn't
is great.
Do me any good. I might be the last person on the planet who doesn't have Blu-ray.
No, it can be.
Well, we bought a PS3.
My parents.
So
yeah.
My parents.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
Brad's mom.
Well, I'm a parent, I guess.
My mother doesn't know how to operate a VCR, let alone a
DVD
player.
She can't work her DVD player, yeah.
But one thing I'll say, that movie is so dark. It's mm-hmm. shot so dark.
Yeah.
It's probably worth getting the Blu-ray on
right.
that one, just so
and
you've
Alan
got
Rickman
the
Rickman in
depth.
HD, hello.
You know, I mean.
I do want to pick that one up on Blu-ray. Actually, all the Harry Potter, because they're just visually, they're amazing.
I want to yeah. wait till they're all done.
Yeah.
And just get the set.
That'd be yeah. the thing to do, but of course
no, I
Carly won't let me.
Out. No.
Yeah, Carly
no,
won't let me to. Wait. She's got to watch them. but yeah, that would be the cool thing. I would think, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, you know, I would just get the regular DVD, and someday when they're all out, I'll mm-hmm. get the big box set of all of them on mm-hmm. Blu-ray, but like I said, it cost me less than getting the DVD version.
They
so
had
I
a sale... this past week, a friend of mine at work who shall remain nameless because I don't think she'll listen, but on the off chance, was shopping for her boyfriend and to get 1 through 5 on Blu-ray was like $54.99.
Mm-hmm. We better hope her boyfriend doesn't listen then too.
And
huh?
I really don't think so.
Okay.
And to get 6 was like $17.99. But if you got them all together, it was like $100. Like, unless you're into that, you know, fancy packaging, which really wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Why would you do that?
Because people are stupid.
Yeah, a little
bit. Some
people
do.
Yeah. Like, how many times have I bought the Star Wars movies? Or
that's
the
different, though.
Trek movies.
Yeah.
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 Trinity!
Exactly.
But yeah.
5.
A lot. Okay, yeah. A lot.
Anybody else? What you been watching, Adam?
Oh, what I've been watching. I've been watching a little bit of Supernatural.
Yay.
I'm not quite completely caught up, but I've, I'm still a good chunk in season 5.
You should be by the time they start up again.
Yeah, I just got past the Antichrist episode.
Oh.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing.
And he's playing with the lunchbox.
Dollhouse.
Oh, my God.
And damn you, Joss Whedon, because now it's getting good.
Damn you, Fox.
And damn canceled. You, Fox. I'm sorry, it's both. As far as I'm concerned, it's both of their faults.
He asked for it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
Of Joss.
Of Joss. But I'm sorry, if it happens that many times, maybe it's you.
It's battered woman syndrome.
So, you know, I probably didn't make a whole lot of, you know, fans right there, but that's my opinion. And
no, I agree. I've heard
web content.
You gotta...
He's going to more web content. Yeah. I don't know if that'll be Dollhouse or what. But
well, they've already...
Dollhouse is a little
worst
too high
secret is they're working on Dr. Horrible, too.
Yeah.
Not only that, but beyond that, even I think maybe.
Well, Dollhouse, it would be one of those things that could go with like 10-minute,
yeah, little blurbs, you know, some
bits on the net.
I could hope for some, you know, Firefly-ish stuff. But, you know,
well, cartoon or something.
Being a Fire, there's all in the next year and a half or so.
Comic.
There's tons of Firefly stuff coming out. Fan productions.
QMX got the deal for Firefly.
Oh yeah, they had it for. Yeah, a little while, but their Serenity replica is...
Oh, my God, if I had $2,500.
Yep.
Don't know where the hell I'd put it.
Yeah, me neither.
Send a dollar.
From the ceiling of the office.
Yeah.
Send a dollar to Brad. Actually, a lot of dollars.
Keep it in this case. But anyway,
I've
also been watching Mystery Science Theater 3000.
On Netflix?
They put 5 episodes up on it. Up on Hulu.
Really?
I love Hulu.
I demand more episodes, though.
Manos, which, Hands of Fate, was that one?
Hopefully, no.
Oh, God. That was
But it's gotten me watching season 1. I've been, you know, I'll rewatch the movie and some of that stuff. So, love it. It's awesome.
Loved that show.
Gosh, I love that show.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Can I watch Father Ted instead?
Okay, well, no.
You bring the Father Ted DVDs over. I'll watch Father Ted. You can watch
Father Ted on Netflix, don't we? Streaming?
I don't think it's streaming.
Instant,
I don't think it's streaming.
No.
It was in the queue.
No. I need to
watch that again. It's been a while.
That's why I went ahead and bought it, because it's like, I don't think I could find it on the streaming.
Mrs. Doyle, you know, and those eyebrows.
We've been watching, cheap. You know, the usual stuff. Fringe and
Castle,
Stargate, and
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
Oh my gosh,
that was funny. The last.
That was so weird.
I've also Better Off Ted.
Mm. Big Bang wasn't new this week, was it?
Yeah, yes. It's a Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah. We haven't watched that one
with Leonard's
next
mom.
Week. Okay, no, yeah. I missed that.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, but
it wasn't really Christmassy so much.
The last one we watched was,
it was good.
Where Sheldon attempts to teach Penny physics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ow.
Oh. Oh.
That one was really good.
I likened that how I went to Scott to teach me about Green Lantern. It's like, well, I can't really ask Brad because I'll get the, you know, I'll get the big long.
Yeah.
And I need a place to start.
There's a little bit too much detail.
Okay, yeah, right up at the top there, there's four big, thick volumes starting from, you know, the showcase presents.
Yeah.
I don't want to start with the Greeks, dear. I want just the crash course.
You want to know about it?
It was just funny. That's
green.
That's how I compared it.
They don't like yellow.
Imagine you're in a market.
And they're kind of like intergalactic cops.
In the Silver Age, you could have killed both Alan Scott and Hal Jordan with a yellow number 2
pencil. I didn't need all that extra confusing at first. I needed to, you know, step in lightly. But I understand exactly how Penny feels.
Yeah, it was just kind of a green office, and we're not talking energy efficient.
No.
It was good. And we started, we watched the first half of the miniseries Alice on Sci-Fi.
Very good.
Oh my God.
It's actually pretty good.
I love it.
It's really a little weird because one of the actors we really like from
Andrew Lee
Paranoids from Primeval.
Primeval.
He's the Mad Hatter.
He's the Hatter. Okay.
He's freaking adorable.
And pretty much, for the most part, dresses like he did on Primeval.
Tim Curry and Kathy Bates. It's fantastic. I really enjoy it. All the little
Carol Rothery
is her mom, Carol. I like all the little in jokes. I think it's really cool. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Yeah, it
almost more than Tin Man. I don't know.
They
torn.
Definitely really? Followed mm-hmm. in the footsteps of Tin Man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seemed like. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're really, really digging it. It's pretty good. Mm. So we're saving
she
that second
ass,
half,
though, yeah,
to watch next. Probably watch it tomorrow or Sunday. Good stuff. What else have we been watching?
I like it too because it's not like Tin Man, where you know Dorothy and the wizard, you know, are fiction, or you know, like are in their universe. You know, they know that Alice and the Looking Glass have become, you know, fairy tales in our world. So it's like they kind of use that. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, how did we forget? Watch Doctor Who Dreamland.
Oh yeah.
It was like the web only type of thing that they had
animated.
Yeah.
Was it old?
No, it's computer animated style thing with David Tennant as the Doctor.
And Georgia Moffat.
But she wasn't playing Jenny.
She has this weird American accent. It's kind of cute.
Yeah.
She's hot. But basically, the Doctor goes to Roswell.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a cute story, and the voices are good. Animation has a lot to be desired.
It's a lot like.
But the story is cute.
Oh, what was that other one that he did with Freema?
Infinite Quest.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, it's not quite as good.
Yes, yeah, not
animation
quite as good.
Style wise.
It's interesting, but I mean, it was a good watch.
Yeah, it's chicken soup for the Doctor. So.
Yeah, it was a good story. Yeah,
we'll take any
animation.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
A little sketchy, but
is that Bit TARDIS or is that on the web?
It was Bit TARDIS. Well, it was on the web, but you know, being
since
in
we're
America,
over here,
so yeah, we flew the Bit TARDIS.
That's what proxies are for. Okay,
We need a sound effect every time Brad says that. We need the TARDIS sound in the background.
That would involve editing or a soundboard.
Don't sully the TARDIS like that.
Okay. I'll go home and practice.
Eventually, if we ever get Christina a new laptop, the old one will be converted into a soundboard.
I like my laptop.
It's a very nice laptop.
I have no need to outgrow it. It's good for what I need it for.
Well, eventually, we're not going to be able to do a whole lot with it.
I don't do a whole lot with it. I don't need it for much.
I don't think it'll do Windows 8 when it comes out.
It'll be a while.
I'm surprised it runs 7 as well as it does.
It runs like a dream.
Yeah, runs great. Just as good, if not better, than XP. Anybody else? Anything watching?
Yes.
Yes, what?
I started watching The Tudors, enjoying that. And your girl was on Lie to Me.
Yeah, Felicia Day.
Yeah. And you should watch it because not only is she a cute little school teacher with awful hair, She's got beautiful hair. I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, you know, she's pretty, but I don't know what they were thinking with the hair people.
Worse hair than Epitaph?
What? I don't remember that. But,
that was scraggly.
And she sings. So you should watch it.
She's a decent singer.
Mm-hmm. But Lie to Me is awesome. And Glee's all wrapped up for the season. And
yay.
It's cute.
And there was much rejoicing.
I was being gleeful.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, it was in the spirit.
Okay. Uh-huh. Sure, Glenn. There's some soda here for you.
Hey. Glee's a four-letter word.
You want to take it to Carly?
No, I like Carly. No, but yeah.
But she doesn't like my son.
That's why he feels like he's part of the show.
That's right.
But I think other than that, I'm watching the same stuff you're
watching.
Pod
culture, the experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 3D.
Oh.
3D is the chunks he might spew.
Yeah.
Flavovision.
Oh,
I think
no.
Before we, let's, I'm going to put a veto on the vomit talk.
Yes, okay.
And we would be back with more of the show right after this.
How to continue a television series after a major actor has left the cast. Part 1. The Quatermass Method. Simply recast a new actor in the original role. Hope that no one notices that a familiar character now looks completely different. This was also famously used in the James Bond films.
For more about British science fiction television, listen to the British Invaders podcast at www.britishinvaders.com.
And now, winding down our Jones Soda Extravaganza gastrointestinal nightmare.
Aw, nuh-uh.
Winding down?
No.
Well, we still have two final ones.
The rest
left.
Of them were good. Ish?
So far, so not so,
so
bad.
So not so bad.
Except for the whole diet thing.
So,
okay, well.
Not Brussels sprouts.
All right. We have two final ones.
Latke. I'm afraid.
Latke. You should be.
Well, what is that?
This has the most
what is that?
Colorful darned
this
bottle.
This is the, one of the ones that I picked up at Air Ecstasy today. It is Jones Soda Jones Jumble.
Jones Jumble.
Mixed flavor soda.
Oh, yeah. Dear Lord.
I just did that.
How many flavors?
Yeah, I don't think it says.
You see, it is
wherever they had left over in the vat and all the little bottles that have been sitting around. There, so.
To describe the bottle here, it looks like a cityscape of colorful shapes and various, you know, I don't know, polygons and things. But the problem is this wonderful little, you know, cityscape covers the entire bottle.
So you don't know what
you
color it is.
See, the contents
see the
of the inside.
Color of the...
Because the contents of the inside are the same color as the bottom of the bottle.
Ew.
And it looks like river silt.
It's Ohio River water.
Oh.
No, that's the other one.
Thanks
prepare
a lot, Pittsburgh.
To grow a third eyeball.
This is where they drain the mat underneath the fountain. And
ew.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's see what we got here on the saying. It says,
"Nice knowing you."
No, but kind of appropriate for it being our birthday anniversary type of thing. You will participate in a gala affair.
Hey,
that should be the apple one.
And what more gala affair is there than
all going to our pumice stump together
episode?
Yeah. Right? Walter Bishop's House of Horrors.
I'm afraid.
Oh.
Oh.
Thank you. That's fine. That's plenty.
It's,
no,
it's
stop.
Bluish.
Oh, please stop.
Is it? Is that?
I can smell it over here.
It's.
Ooh, it's fizzy. Don't put your nose too close.
Whoa.
It's very fizzy.
It's the
point. Ah! I told you.
It is a.
It smells like nerds or
light
something.
Blue green color. It's,
oh, that's weird.
Whoa, you're right. My goodness.
Nobody nobody listens to
it. Oh, they're highly explosive bubbles.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Don't get your nose too close. What does Adam do? Stick his nose right
in. Well, of course. If someone says don't look down,
hey, kids,
you
look
don't look down, right?
Okay.
We talked about that yesterday. No, the other day.
That's a weird smell.
It's weird because it's kind of a bluish gray, almost dirty dishwater kind of color.
Mm.
Oh, great. Thanks.
You're welcome, bud.
No, it doesn't smell bad at all.
No, It's bizarre.
Yeah, that is really strange.
And maybe our tagline for this one.
Ooh.
Bizarre. All right.
All right, here we go. Jones.
I was the guinea pig.
Here we go.
I'm still alive.
The frack is that?
Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell? It's not hideous, but it's also what the f-
It's confusing.
I mean,
words fail the English teacher.
You can't say bad.
It's very sour.
It's not nasty like a Brussels sprout.
But it's also kind of sweet, too.
Now, what happened if you ate the berry thing and this?
You'd be okay.
You're
isn't that my matter and antimatter?
Yeah, I was going to say, it'd probably some explosion.
But I mean, it is. It's
a spontaneous
like
combustion.
Water
roll
color
on the
almost.
Potion miscibility table.
Yeah.
It's definitely not, weird.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want to.
You know what it looks like? I just.
What's it look like?
When I used to paint and I would clean paintbrushes.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah, your watercolors and.
Yeah,
that's totally it.
God.
Yeah,
it's a gray. Yeah, it's because it's a grayish, familiar. Bluish green color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like someone cleaned
bizarre.
Their brushes.
Yeah,
in.
It's paint water
with carbonation. Mm-hmm. There it is,
carbonated paint water.
Yeah, wow.
Just think what it's doing to your insides right now.
Mm-hmm. I can tell.
This is what this is for. This is when you go in for a surgery or something. They want to see. Woo. Yeah, they pour this down you and
that is
put you in the X-ray. And there it
is. Yeah, that is some weird shit.
Hopefully,
not bad, but
hopefully
not,
without the after side effects.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
Blah. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
can
know,
I see the bottle?
It's pretty.
It's not good. Though.
Yeah, it's but it's not bad,
but it's not good. I'm fixating. Sorry,
it's just
it's okay.
Odd.
He's stuck on a loop.
That's odd. I think they achieved what they were going for there.
Yeah, it is definitely
it's a jumble.
Okay,
a jumble.
I think I'm full now. I think I'm done.
No, you're not.
Yes, uh-oh. I am.
Oh no!
So
don't know. No, 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 no.
If she's bailing out,
no.
She knows what's coming up.
Uh-uh.
She cheated.
No.
You remember back in the first one, I said Jones did a pack this year that was three could be scary ones and one that's, well,
horrifying.
Yeah.
And scary.
This is the fourth one out of that flavor. The first three of them were the three diet zilches. Mm. This one.
Eric, Miranda, I love you.
Oh, look at the time.
Oh, yeah, it's
must
time
be
to
going.
Oh, hey, it's getting late.
It came with a lunchbox.
What?
Oh. It came with a lunchbox.
Is it thermos flavored?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
I can tell.
Look at the color of that. Oh,
okay, well, she'll describe the color now.
It looks like lake water.
Yes.
I will tell you that it is not turkey and gravy.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
mashed potatoes and gravy.
Tofurkey and gravy.
What?
Tofu turkey?
Tofurkey and gravy.
Oh, my gosh. Now wash your mouth out after saying that.
Yeah.
With a lunchbox.
Yeah, it came with a lunchbox.
Go for it.
To put your ashes in.
This will look on the mantle.
A little bizarre, colorful lunchbox.
Look at the vegetables in the background. They're cute.
It's horrifying. What?
Yeah, but it was neat. It was just
a tofurkey.
Oh,
tofurkey on the side.
It's
tofurkey.
Yeah. Okay,
vegetarian it's turkey.
Actual gourmet.
No, that's the best one I've had all
meatless
night.
Original jerky.
Darn.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Wow.
My dad says that all the time.
Yeah. This is worse.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Tofurkey vegetarian feast, tofurkey franks, tofurkey hickory smoked, I guess deli slices, tofurkey Italian sausage with sun dried tomatoes and basil.
Ooh,
yeah, it's all this crap that's on the side of the
on the side of the lunchbox. Mm. Wow, this is just tofurkey.
Yeah, tofurkey and gravy.
And gravy. Oh, dear
Ashley, where are you now?
I'm not feeling so good. Just
she's laughing right now. She'll be laughing when she hears the actual recording. But
you are an evil.
She's up there in the Northwest, and all of a sudden she feels like, wow, I felt like I just dodged a certain death. I don't know what happened.
I don't know. We've got three of them. We can save her one.
Care package.
She's in there somewhere. It's as if five geeks suddenly cried out in terror.
And we're suddenly silent.
Okay. The cap says, unexpected windfall will be yours.
Means Brad's going to
fart. It's called a life insurance policy.
Again, who's taking me home with them? Okay, who's taking me home?
It took me a second.
I'm not staying here. Who's taking me home with them?
This is a small room.
I can close that door.
No ceiling fan.
Crack a window.
Fire no. The window's sealed up.
Oh. Gas chamber.
There are soundproofing in that one.
Oh.
It's got like 6 inches of foam in there now.
You all laugh, but I have to live with. Here.
Oh. Come on, just dole it out. Let's get it over with.
Come on.
Foster did it. Foster did not do it. It was you.
This could be bad.
Yeah, not a good idea.
This, I'm keeping.
To chuck in.
To throw up in.
Oh. Give me your hat.
Why?
Because I'm going to be sick in it.
Not my hat.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. No. 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 No.
No. You must have it all.
No.
I'm guessing this isn't for sipping.
No, I'm not drinking all of it.
So how's it smell? I haven't even smelled it.
I'm not even. No.
He's
no. I'm,
so
I'm going to use my sinus issues to my advantage.
All right. Yeah, you do. Because hey,
God.
This.
Oh. You better have as much in there for you.
Okay, this is the worst smelling one so far.
Oh, hell.
Oh, dear. But smell's not everything, right?
No, that's true.
I'm stealing myself with that thought. Smell is not everything.
I did fill everybody's cup up. So.
Okay,
oh,
good.
Dear God, there is no left.
Wow.
But there's two more in there.
Yeah, two more. You want to take them home to your kids?
Two more tofurkies.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was three tofurkies and three diets were the
my
pack.
Lord.
That's fun.
Is there anybody you don't like?
Here you go, son. This
Jesus, it smells like dirty gym socks.
This is one way to get more Xbox time. Give my son the other two.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. In a bathroom.
He does listen to this. Oh, shucks.
You know,
hi, Andy, son.
I can't place the smell, but it does smell a lot like some
by
of
Andy,
the worst
don't
ones
make
we've
me
had.
By Adam.
Yeah.
By Andy.
This is, I'm scared.
All right, I'm going first.
You guys.
I'm going first, folks.
God.
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
It could have been worse.
Oh, not much.
Not much.
Oh my.
Oh.
Oh God.
Oh.
Oh.
Fuck.
No.
Here goes the explicit tag, because this is... Well, since we've already got the explicit tag, may I say, this is fucking awful.
Oh, yeah. Dear God.
You've got two more of these,
and
huh?
It just permeates every inch of your mouth.
Ow.
God. Although I still rather have this than the Brussels sprouts. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
I can't finish.
I can't.
No,
I can't.
No.
I will.
No.
I will literally throw
no.
up.
No.
I will literally
who's got
throw
an empty
up.
Here?
No. Mine's not empty.
Oh God! It's still there.
I can't.
I'm gonna gargle with Mountain Dew, and it's
I can't.
No.
There's no way.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I can't.
Yeah.
If I can do it without laughing, I could do it, but I can't.
That is that is close to the nastiest taste.
Oh.
I
took a sip and regretted it.
That freaking waste can's gonna need a biohazard symbol on it.
The aftertaste I taste
take
is
this to,
one.
Whoever
Oh, here. Thanks.
Oh, that is nasty.
Destroy your evidence.
Whoa.
I can't do it.
That needs to be locked away under the Ghostbusters headquarters.
Never.
No, this needs to be given to the Mythbusters guys so they can.
Woo! That'd be awesome.
Here, blow this up, please.
Oh.
Can I see the bottle real quick?
Mm. Oh,
he's
okay, guys. I'm going to dispose of this. If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
It ate him.
Yeah, it might eat through the bottom. You better hurry.
So, yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
Guys,
don't do it.
Crew,
don't. No.
Don't say don't do it.
Oh, my Lord.
So I'll take that as a don't belch. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Oh, oh, God. Whatever you do, don't burp.
God.
We got some pictures of that. Sorry.
Oh.
I had to get some pictures.
Andy, on mic, man.
Oh, I did.
Andy, get on mic. Andy, you got to get on mic here, man.
Get on your mic. Get on your mic. If you're not going to hurl. I mean, if you're going to hurl, go to the bathroom.
I'm stumbling back in.
Did you just belch?
Oh, I belched on the way in. My eyes are watering.
It's nasty.
Oh.
Oh.
Why would they do that to people?
What? Yeah.
There ain't no dumbasses like us will do it.
Yeah.
Or dumbasses like me.
Podcasting.
It's not humane.
So what's the bottle says in this vial thing?
I did it for Ashley.
Ashley's revenge.
Oh, did you kill it?
I killed it.
What?
Wow.
Congratulations! All you win the other two bottles.
Even my sinus issues, I could not handle that.
All hail Christina.
I could not. There's no way.
Yeah, but you don't sleep next to her.
But I'm chasing it with the
carbonated
sour
water,
stuff.
Salt, natural and artificial flavors.
So salt is this?
Yeah, it's probably
no. Because if it was salt, it. I could tolerate it.
Okay, that's better now.
Gluconodelta lactone. Modified food starch,
main ingredient
color,
turkey ass,
sodium benzoate, and potassium sorbate.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ah!
Oh.
I think
is there
almost
anything
hurled
in there that's supposed to give it a good flavor?
No.
No.
Carbonated water.
Oh.
Listeners, yeah.
No.
Stay away. Stay far away.
I just wanted to win.
Yeah, you win.
You win. You win.
You win.
Congratulations.
Yes.
You have won the
you
internet.
Win,
you,
yeah.
You get the other two bottles.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Achievement unlocked.
Yes.
Or block that blood.
I did it for Ashley and Scott, who could not be here today.
Yeah, although if Scott comes down, we need to keep it. We send
keep one
Andy home with a bottle. We'll keep one here. He's going to have to do it.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm. All right,
I'll save this for my son listens.
Do not get the Jones Soda Tofurky and Gravy. The Jumbo, it's worth a shot.
Oh, I like the Jumbo.
Just for the experience of it, you know.
Yeah. Oh, there it went.
Yeah.
Oh,
you turkey little chunk come back up.
The Tofurky might fly on that one, huh?
And on that note, we'll be back with more of the show right after we get our stomachs pumped.
Oh, if we survive.
You'll be fine.
Mama.
The Dollhouse Podcast is a fun, informal, and informative podcast about Joss Whedon's television series Dollhouse, where we discuss everything about the show. We talk about the actors.
When I see them playing this new character, I believe this is a new character.
We speculate about the implications of the imprinting technology.
Like a videotape, you can erase and record it. But if you keep doing that, it breaks down. Is the human brain kind of like that? You know, if you keep overwriting it.
And of course, we're chock full of tangents.
If I die, I'm going to be wedged.
Oh, who do you want to be imprinted on?
Somebody really hot.
So get active and tune in to the Dollhouse Podcast at thedollhousepodcast.com.
You guys ready to wrap things up?
My tummy is telling me yes.
Oh, my tummy is telling me, oh my God, I need a Rolaids.
And my bladder is just full of
my
soda.
Tummy is telling me all kinds of stuff that would get this podcast an explicit tag.
Like it fricking isn't already.
Oh, yeah.
Frel.
Belger card.
So many good geek curse words. And yeah. No, we just went to the old
Belgium.
Good standbys.
Yeah.
Final thoughts, Christina.
Happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate, have a good one. Have a geeky one. Ask for good stuff. Hope you get good stuff. And tell us about it. Tell us what cool thing you got for Christmas or what you gave for Christmas. Because it's not all about the getting. It's about the giving, too.
Exactly.
Brad.
What? Hey, whose idea was it to get the whole family Christmas present for my sister, brother-in-law, and my two nieces.
I know,
all
we
I'm
win.
Say,
we win.
We're going to win Christmas.
Christmas, the competitive sport, now on ESPN2.
Competitive shopping.
Well, actually, by the time this airs, Christmas will be over, so we got him a Wii.
Ooh.
We win.
That's Rose Jones Soda tonight. Wow. Speaking of Wii.
Yeah, right. That's
what comes out that end.
Andy, final thoughts?
Yeah, again, guys, have a geeky whatever the heck it is you whatever celebrate. I mean, good times, good friends, good family. Just go out there, spread the geek love.
And be safe.
Good times, good friends, good family, bad soda.
Bad soda.
Be safe, be good, have fun.
And you wonder why they don't sponsor us.
Just a couple of flavors we didn't like.
It's all the fact
all
that
of them were good.
They know that people are going to be like them.
Except for the tofurkey.
It's the fact that they're so accurate that makes it so dangerous.
That's, and the tofurkey was so bad that it kind of canceled out all that goodness.
Yeah.
Only because we saved the worst for last.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I survived.
God, that was bad.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm still cringing.
Okay, my final thought, do not drink tofurkey and gravy soda. Okay?
Luckily, this is the
save yourself
so.
Some yeah. trouble.
Son, you heard that too late.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, too bad. So, yeah. Have a great holiday. Have good times with your family. Good times with your friends. Eat good food. And make good memories.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, here, here.
You know, and Happy New Year.
Well, yeah, how do I add to that?
We'll talk to you before then.
Yeah, we'll probably
talk. I'll break tradition and say Merry Christmas. Hope everybody had a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And next time we record, it'll be... Well, it won't quite be next year, will it?
It'll be almost next year.
It'll be almost, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be next
by
year.
By the time that episode 28th? Gets out.
Definitely.
You no, think? I won't. Yeah.
You
when are we going to record again?
Actually, the next time we would record would be New Year's Day.
Oh, well, Happy New Year.
See?
Would be on the first. Hey, if we stick to our normal schedule.
Yep. Guys, congratulations on 4 years.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah. Thanks.
Congratulations, and here's to 4 more years of geeky goodness.
Winding up 185 episodes.
My God, we'll be 36 by then.
200 will be, right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. That's 4 years of excuses to buy extra DVDs and toys and watch bad movies.
Like we needed a damn excuse.
In other words, excuses? What?
Yeah.
Like we said when we started out, we're pretty much doing what we would have been doing anyway.
Yeah.
We just talking about
mics in front of our
writing and them off as a tax expense.
4 years ago, I didn't know anything about Doctor Who. What cool thing am I going to know about?
Yeah.
In 4 years.
Really?
Yeah. The 14th Doctor?
Don't stop talking like that.
You never know.
You never know. Yeah.
Doctor Who going strong again.
Yeah. Amen.
It's awesome.
Be like Doctor Who in the middle school years as they keep going. Doctor will be like 12.
Yeah.
All right, the Doctor just saved the world. Now someone change his diaper.
Yeah. Well, happy holidays,
doctor
everybody.
Doctor will be like Wesley Crusher. Yeah.
Stop it.
Oh,
yes,
bad.
I can do this in a very annoying way.
Which sucks, because actually Will Wheaton's pretty cool.
And we've come full circle.
Yep. I will reiterate what I said. Happy holidays, Feliz Navidad, Merry Christmas.
Joyeux you Noel.
Gesundheit.
Feliz Navidad.
Why can he say it in Spanish and it's okay and I say it in French?
I didn't recognize it as French.
Well, I don't recognize Spanish.
Somebody help her. She spoke French.
Freedom prize. I surrender.
It's a trap. I know enough in French to probably get myself beaten up at a French pub.
I took 1 year of French my freshman year of high school, and that's only because his cheerleaders were taking it.
There you go.
And where are those cheerleaders now?
I have no idea, because I haven't been to any of my damn reunions.
They're not washing your dishes.
Christina.
And on that note.
Hey, all right.
Give me a C.
I'm going to get out of here before Christina kicks my ass.
Give me a P. Give me an O.
And we will catch you guys.
Give me a D.
Next year.
Cheers.
Be seeing you.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye, Andy.
That's all you got? Bye.
That's
bye.
It. I'm running.
All right. Bye. If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central...
Scene one, Apple, take one.
We are back with the Golden Age of Geek, otherwise known as the birthday series of episodes of... fuck, that sucked.
Oh, my God.
Take two.
Click. Scene one, Apple, take two.
Break out your roll of quarters. It is time to talk about some games. Again. And you want to do over?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. Because Christina almost just spilled a can of Big Red on the carpet.
Paul's broken a glass.
Geeks do not live by... And let's go ahead and take two on that.
What happened?
Oh. Glenn knocked the things over.
Glenn's falling down. Okay. He's falling and he can't get up.
I was knocking over the old geek cuisine stuff over here. How appropriate.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Redo.
Redo over.
Redo over.
Oh, okay. Hey, this is Glenn, and it looks like this is the bit where we eat candy. So I'm just in time.
Hate that. I am talking, and here I am. I'm blue. I am little blue. Not so bad. Here I am. I'm good.
Here's a story about Christina.
I'm a little bit...
Check mic. 1, 2. Check. Sibilance. Check. Check.
Mr. Tyler
needs
more
talk
scarf.
A little bit louder, because I'm talking like this, go. And I'm talking to Brad. Now I'm talking to perfect. Christina.
Very good.
How's it going? When we actually talk. Right,
because we get
right.
all excited about stuff.
And woo-hoo! This is where I do my sound check and make a little blue marks and
you always
crap
make blue
and
blue
all
marks.
That stupid stuff, because I'm loud.
You're loud all the time.
I'm blue and I'm beating and dying. I'm indeed.
I'm loud even when I poop.
I'm a...
Silence.
You can even see it there.
Silence.
Ooh, we're loud.
You're recording that, aren't you?
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, actually, yes,
ooh,
it is.
Look at that. Ginormous.
Oh, yeah.
I ate too much. Mic's on. Blue marks. They're okay, I guess. Maybe a little more.
Yeah, well, when we get to talking.
Okay, when we get to talking.
Christina?
Hi, it's me. I'm trying to adjust my microphone thing. Okay, this is better. How about me? Am I good? Am I blue? Is this good? I won't sing. Because that'll make the blue marks even weirder looking. And nobody wants that.
And now I'm doing it, and I've probably got blue marks all over the place. Do, 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 do.
We're good.
No, all you're right, normally much louder than that, though.
Say what?
Yeah.
You're normally much louder than that.
Yeah, well, I need to.
Glenn and I are like.
You guys need in towards the mic. I need to.
I cannot possibly get any closer to the mic.
You'll hear my mustache if I get any closer.
Right. I'm not going to say okay. Eat the mic like James Mercer did.
Eat the mic.
Was kind of nice. But okay, walk away from that. Okay, never mind. Never mind, walk away.
Another quarter in my hat.
Well, that's pretty interesting, quarter.
That's good to know, Sprite.
I think I might go, Oogle over Buffy.
Okay, that sounds pretty good.
See you later, Quella.
Okay, Spock.
There are many different ways, like these email addresses.
You can email any one of us at Brad, Glenn with two N's, Christina, or Adam at podculture.net.
And if you want to reach us the old-fashioned way,
that address would be podculture, P.O., Box 20255, Louisville, Kentucky, 40250-0255.
You can also give us a call on the PodCulture voicemail line, and that phone number is 1-206-338-3POD. That is 1-206-338-3763.
There are also the official Pod Culture forums and the comments section of each episode, all of which have links at the website www.podculture.net.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.